Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth by Chris Hadfield uses the author's journey from small-town Canada to spaceflight commander to explore how extraordinary training can translate into everyday resilience. Known publicly for his ISS leadership and practical communication style, Hadfield frames astronaut life not as glamour, but as a discipline built on preparation, teamwork, and calm problem-solving. The book blends memoir elements with lessons drawn from high-risk environments, how professionals rehearse failure, how systems are designed to catch mistakes, and how mindset determines performance under pressure. Instead of presenting inspiration as a slogan, it emphasizes habits that can be practiced by anyone, from students to leaders. Readers encounter the realities of rigorous training, the emotional demands of separation and responsibility, and the satisfaction of mastering small tasks that add up to mission success. The result is a grounded guide to thinking clearly, working well with others, and staying ready for the unexpected. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparation as a daily discipline, not a one-time event. A central theme is that success in space is built long before launch, through methodical preparation that becomes routine. Astronaut training is publicly known for its intensity and breadth, and the book translates that idea into a life philosophy. Assume that important outcomes depend on what you do when nothing dramatic seems to be happening. Preparation includes learning the fundamentals, rehearsing procedures, and building personal systems that reduce reliance on motivation. It also means doing the unglamorous work, like practicing checklists, maintaining equipment, and refining communication so that critical moments feel familiar rather than chaotic. In everyday life, this approach encourages readers to create stable habits that make them more capable under stress, whether that is planning a career transition, managing health, or leading a team project. The book also highlights that preparation is not perfectionism, it is risk management. You do not prepare to control everything, you prepare to increase the odds that you can respond well. By treating readiness as an everyday practice, the reader learns to convert uncertainty into manageable tasks and to build confidence through competence rather than wishful thinking. Secondly, fear, risk, and the value of pre-mortems, spaceflight is an environment where risk is real and consequences are high, so the mindset around fear becomes practical rather than dramatic. The book is widely recognized for promoting the idea of imagining failure in advance so you can prevent it or respond calmly. This is similar to a pre-mortem. You mentally walk through what could go wrong, identify weak points, and prepare mitigations. Instead of increasing anxiety, this approach can reduce it, because vague dread is replaced by concrete steps. The lesson for readers is that courage is not the absence of fear. It is informed action despite fear. By acknowledging hazards, you become more attentive to details, more willing to ask questions, and less likely to be surprised. The book also suggests that risk assessment is social. Teams share concerns, verify assumptions, and create a culture where raising problems is valued. In professional and personal settings, applying this topic can improve decision-making, help avoid preventable mistakes, and strengthen trust. It reframes fear as a useful signal, prompting preparation, contingency planning, and discipline follow-through. Thirdly, teamwork, humility, and communication. Under pressure, another major topic is how high-performing teams function when the stakes are high and the margin for error is small. Astronaut crews and ground teams rely on clear roles, respectful communication, and discipline coordination. The book uses the space context to show that competence is not just individual talent, it is the ability to integrate smoothly into a system. This requires humility, listening carefully, accepting feedback, and prioritizing mission goals over ego. It also requires a communication style that is precise and calm, especially when stress makes misunderstandings more likely. The lessons translate well to workplaces and families. People can practice closed-loop communication, confirm what was heard, and separate problem-solving from blame. The book also points to the power of reliability, doing what you said you would do, on time, consistently, which makes others safer and more effective. By treating teamwork as a skill rather than a personality trait, readers can improve collaboration, diffuse conflict, and become the kind of person others want on their crew. The underlying message is that trust is engineered through behavior, not demanded through authority. Fourthly, ingenuity, constraints, and solving problems with what you have. Space missions operate under extreme constraints, limited tools, limited time, and limited opportunities to improvise safely. The book highlights how ingenuity often comes from understanding systems deeply and then working creatively within constraints rather than wishing them away. Readers are encouraged to build technical and practical literacy, because creativity is more powerful when grounded in real knowledge. Problem solving becomes a process. Define the issue clearly, identify available resources, consult procedures, and test solutions carefully. In everyday life, constraints may look like tight budgets, limited staff, health limitations, or shifting priorities. The astronaut approach emphasizes focusing on controllables, breaking complex problems into smaller tasks, and staying calm enough to notice options. It also suggests practicing skills before you need them, because real ingenuity under pressure depends on a foundation of competence. This topic is valuable for entrepreneurs, managers, and students who need to navigate uncertainty without perfect information. It frames obstacles as design parameters that can guide better solutions. By adopting a constraint-friendly mindset, the reader can become more resourceful, less easily discouraged, and better at turning setbacks into structured learning. Lastly, identity, motivation, and the long game of mastery. Beyond operational lessons, the book explores what it means to pursue a demanding dream over decades. Hadfield's public story arc is often cited as an example of sustained effort, incremental skill building, and willingness to do whatever the next step requires. The focus is not on sudden breakthroughs, but on compounding progress, learning continuously, accepting less glamorous roles, and finding meaning in preparation itself. This topic encourages readers to build an identity around being capable and useful rather than being admired. Motivation becomes more stable when it is tied to values like competence, service, and curiosity. The book also addresses the emotional side of high commitment paths, dealing with uncertainty, handling rejection, and maintaining relationships while pursuing difficult goals. The takeaway is that mastery is a lifestyle, not an event. Readers can apply this by setting process-oriented goals, seeking feedback, and choosing environments that support growth. It also reminds people to define success broadly, because not every plan will unfold exactly as imagined. When identity is grounded in learning and contribution, setbacks become part of the path rather than proof of failure. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want practical life lessons from an extreme profession, students planning careers, leaders responsible for teams, creators who face uncertainty, and anyone who feels overwhelmed by risk or change. It also fits people who enjoy memoir-driven learning, because the ideas are anchored in real training culture rather than abstract theory. The main benefit is a mindset upgrade. You learn to prepare systematically, think through failure without panic, communicate clearly, and treat competence as a daily practice. Those habits can improve performance at work, reduce stress during crises, and strengthen relationships through reliability and humility. Compared with many motivational titles, this one stands out for its grounded tone and operational clarity. It does not rely on hype or vague inspiration. It emphasizes checklists, rehearsals, and teamwork, which are tools you can adopt immediately. It is also worth buying for the credibility of its perspective. Lessons come from an environment where standards are rigorous and consequences are real. Readers finish with a clearer framework for becoming resilient and useful, even when life does not follow the plan. If you would like to support Chris Hadfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.